This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
We're here by phone with Lieutenant General James Peak, who finished his 38-year military career as the U.S. Army Surgeon General, retiring in 2004. He subsequently served as Executive Vice President of Project Hope and later as Secretary of Veterans Affairs from 2007 to 2009. In addition to his current role as Senior Vice President of CGI, he has chaired two CSIS working groups looking at the intersection of health and security. His most recent work with CSIS is a year-long study of the Defense Department's overseas infectious disease laboratories in Cambodia, Egypt, Kenya, Peru, and Thailand. The final report of that project will be released on Tuesday, June 28th. Dr. Peak, thank you for joining us.
Seth, good to be with you. Appreciate it.
People have expressed surprise that the U.S. Army and Navy are so highly involved in medical research overseas. What motivated the U.S. military to take on this work?
Well, one of the fundamental responsibilities of the military is to take care of its soldiers. And when you put them in harm's way, you're putting them in harm's way for the diseases where endemic nature, wherever they might happen to be. You put them in harm's way for whatever might be emerging diseases in those areas. And so it's a natural for the military to be involved with medical research. And they've been involved with medical research from the very early days of the military. You know, Walter Reed was famous for his work on yellow fever, and as just one example of that kind of a heritage.
And you've made repeated trips to a few of these laboratories. What struck you that you didn't realize until you saw their work in person?
What I didn't appreciate until I had the chance to visit was how well integrated they are with the varieties of partners with whom they deal, to include the host nation. What I didn't realize was the power of their regional extension that really shares not only American expertise, but American values that builds capacity as they engage with the medical and public health officials of those various countries within the region, and how they can serve as not only a base for research in the place where endemic diseases exist, but also as a sharing mechanism for medical knowledge across the world.
So these are diseases that are also of interest to the government that hosts them and other partners and medical researchers throughout the region.
Indeed they are. One of the things that we hear about often in the area of global and public health is the issue of neglected diseases. And they're neglected because in some ways it's the Western world at large doesn't necessarily have a big interest in them. Well, we in the military do have an interest because we potentially will have our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, going into those areas and therefore going potentially into harm's way.
And this CSIS report also takes a critical look at these laboratories' future. What, in your opinion, even after these decades of successes and partnerships, what's the largest challenge they face going forward?
I think one of the largest challenges is that people do not know much about them. They are economy of force kinds of operations with relatively few American service people there, but powerfully leveraging the local communities and the local science communities as they not only hire them, but build them up and increase the capacity. But they're sort of out of sight, out of mind. They're the tip of a large part of the military research capability, but they're a very important piece. And so they suffer from a lack of people understanding their importance and where they fit in at the higher levels. That ties to the notion that, you know, as we all know, we're facing a budget issue and there's a search for cost savings. And I think one of the threats is to make sure that concerns would be somebody not appreciating their value and therefore looking to eliminate them or underfund them as a cost-saving measure.
Thank you so much, Dr. Peak, for joining us this afternoon and sharing some of your insights on these laboratories.
Thanks very much, Seth, for having me.